Chodesh Tov Mevorach, today's daf is daf Yud Beis, Shishah Sayyum Omer, and we're holding on Yud Alev Amud Beis at the Tumas. So the Mishnah continues on, it says not to be Darish. Yesterday we spoke about the Drisha Ba'arayas, the Shlosha. The Mishnah continues to discuss V'lo B'maaseh V'Rashit B'Shnai. How do we know, Bichlal, this Halacha Minani Mile, how do we know that there's not supposed to be a Drisha B'Shnai? The Tanur Rabbanan Ki Sha'alna Liyamim Rishonim Asher Ayu Lefanecha. Sha'alna is addressed to a Yochid. So that means Yochid Sha'el Ben Shnayim Sha'alim, which means that it's not correct for two people to be Yosef. How about, meanwhile, we want to look at the Brisa that teaches us what the Mokar is Bichlal, both for the limitations and for the Heter to be Derish Bichlal in the Yonim of Maisa Bereshis. Yochu Yishal Adam Kodim Shenivra Olam. So it says over Yishal Na Liyamim Rishonim, which means that there's an Inyan for a human being to try to understand the world from the beginning. But you might think that that includes even before Briyata Olam. Talmud Lomar Lemin Hayom Asher Bara Elohim Adam Al Haaretz. Your She'elot should be limited to the time of the creation of humans. So if that's the case, it should be limited to the time of humans. And anything that comes before humans shouldn't be included. In which case, Yachol Lo Yishal Adam Yisheshet Mei Bereshit. So humans were the last thing to arrive on the earth. Maybe it means you shouldn't ask anything that is before your business. These are the things that came before you. Therefore comes along the Torah to say, no, when we say, Briyas Adam, Mi'asher Bara Elohim Adam Al Haaretz, that includes everything that we see within the universe from Sheshit Yemei Bereshit, including Sheshit Yemei Bereshit, are all called part of Briyata Adam. Even though they're Lefanecha, Layamim Rishonim Asher Hayu Lefanecha, so they come before your physical appearance, but they're Lemaisa, part of your Briya. Yocho Yishal Adam, Mala 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 Mata, Malefnim Mala Achor, Talmud Lomar Lemi Kitzei HaShamayim V'yad Kitzei HaShamayim. The question that you should address continues the Pasuk, Sha'alna Layamim Rishonim Asher Hayu Lefanecha, etc., etc. And then it says, you're limited. So you're limited in your questions to the mechitzot of the world, the boundaries.
Physical?
On all levels, we have three levels, basically, that we've discussed yesterday, we spoke about. So you're limited to the boundaries of the world. That's all, that's part of the world. So Ma'alamad, that's part, otherwise what's 2,000 years after you? So Hashta, ask the Gemara, wait a second. So now you're learning, basically describes the mechitzos of the universe. So then that includes, obviously, all types of mechitzos. So why do I need a separate pasuk to say, you started off saying, you might think you should ask from before my separation. Before my separation is out of the mechitzos. Why do I need a separate pasuk to tell me, minayomi marishonim and only, miyom shabara adam al elokim adam al aretz? Obviously, if you're not allowed to ask outside of the boundaries of the universe, then I already know that. I need a separate pasuk for that. So if that's the case, why do I need the first pasuk? It started off very nice because I didn't know this, but once I know that the limits are k'tzei ha'shamayim k'tzei ha'shamayim, then I don't need to know anything else because that includes all types of boundaries, including obviously time. Time is out of the boundaries, space is out of the boundaries, and any other properties are out of the boundaries. Answers the Gemara in Achinami. That Rabbi Elazar, I need that to tell me something else entirely. The Amar Rabbi Elazar Adam Harishon. Min ha'aretz ad l'rakia. The way to read that pasuk is min hayom asher bara Elohim adam al ha'aretz mikzei ha'shamayim. That's the point. Shenemar min hayom asher bara Elohim adam al ha'aretz mikzei ha'shamayim. Why now do we find human beings so limited? Because v'kivad shesarach hiniach hakadosh baruch hu alav yadav alav v'miyato. After Adam HaRishon turned, got ruined, and did a chait, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu crushed him and limited him. Shemar, Ochor v'kenem tzartani. So the Ochor v'kenem is complete. And then Vatashet alayka pecha. And then you put your hand on me to be memaya to me. Omer v'yir amarav and amarishim yisof olam atzof ahayat. Shemar lemina yom asher bo Elohim adam al haaretz v'mikzei ha'shamayim v'akzei ha'shamayim. Here we're darshaning the mikzei ha'shamayim before we darshan from the Aretz Adlerakia. here we're darshing from one side to the other side. Because one is in terms of, let's say, if we use a metaphor of three dimensions. So one is in terms of height, and one is in terms of the width of the universe. Which one is it? And here too it says, Kiman Shisarach Inech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodav Lavim Yata Shemar Avtash Lakapecha. Ask the Gemara, if that's true, we have two drushes that seem to be the opposite. Kashukroya Adoli. And it says the Gemara, Idividi Chachi Urahu. It isn't really two different things. It was whatever is the measurement from the Oretz. Adashamayim is the measurement, Mitzashamayim. So that the various boundaries of the universe basically are equivalents, even though they don't seem to be equivalent to us. Omar Rav, Omar Rav Yudomara, Asarad Varim Nivru'u B'yom Rishon Ve'elohim. Take a look in Mice of Rishis, you'll notice that the Pesukim take for granted the existence of 10 things. Those 10 things must be, by definition, part of the initial Bria. So first of all, it says, Shamayim Va'aretz, right? I mean, that's clear. So Shamayim Va'aretz, Tohu Va'vohu, Or V'choshev, Ruach U'mayim, Midat Yom U'midat Lay. Let's go through them one by one. Shamayim va'aretz. It says, Bereshit bara Elohim et ha'shamayim va'aretz. It's pretty clear. And then it says, V'yaretz hayta tohu va'vohu. So obviously, that tohu va'vohu had to come from somewhere. And that tohu va'vohu was part of my inspirations. That means that the first things that were created were tohu va'vohu.
Well,
most people don't understand
that's
that.
That's what I mean. When one asks, most people think the first being created was all.
Yeah, but it's worse than that. Most people don't realize that the world is made out of tohu va'vohu. That's the biggest problem. That's a whole issue, don't you see? I understand. But Lamaisa, not recognizing that the world is created out of tohu, is the thing that has driven everybody away from the Emet into this medieval Christianity. It comes from this Nekuda, not accepting that tohu va'vohu is the Mitzvah.
What do you mean tohu va'vohu?
The day,
or is it
just well, I mean, the Gemara doesn't. The Gemara goes into it a little bit later, but that for that you'll have to look in Torah, right? It actually brings here the Makor of Esther in green, isn't it, Gemara? Really? Yeah, that was Kabbalistic.
A chance?
Yeah, it's expressed in our ideas of chance, chaos, and so on. Dichtiv Oretz Hayta Tohu Va'vohu. Or V'choshech. Choshech, it says V'choshech Al Pnei Tahom. Where did that choshech come from? Or that it says V'feresh Vayom Elohim Yi Or. Ruach V'mayim. It says Ruach Elohim Rachevet Al Pnei Hamayim. Midat yom and midat laila, v'vayir v'ayvoker yom echatz. Obviously, that all had to have been brought into existence right up front. Tana, tohu. What exactly is tohu? It's a kav yarok shemakif et kol olam kolo. It's a green line that is the boundary of the universe, basically. Shemimenu yotze choshev. Darkness comes out of that green line. Shemay yashet choshev sitros v'votav the seter that is saviv all around. That is basically the Yashet Choshek. Right? So this is obviously the same Hester that Esther is. Hester is the same Kav Yorok, which allows her to be Yirak Roket, which is why Purim is all about chaos and probability. It touches the underlying Makor HaSatov. What is Vohu? Vohu refers to Avanim HaMefulamot HaMeshukaot B'Tahom. Shemehem Yotzin Mayim. Talk about the underlying avonim in the tahom under the earth, and that becomes the mokar of our water. Shinema vanota aleha kav tohu. So tohu is obviously a kav, and avne vohu. So vohu is avonim. But or wasn't created on the first day because it says there were no ma'orot until the fourth day. So how could or be yom rishon ivre v'achti v'yitein notam elohim rekiya shamayim uchti v'yer v'yivoker yom revi'i? So where did the or come from if the lights in the sky weren't created until the fourth day? That's kiddur Rabbi Elazar, the yom Rabbi Elazar, or shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu yom rishon is not the light that comes from the sun and the moon, but rather it's a different quality, which Adam Sofebo Bisofo Lam Vatsofo. It actually is not just a carrier of information, it is the information. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the world would include those whose Maisim were ruined, so he then hid that ore from the Nivrei. Shinema Vayimna Mirshaim Oram. Where, who was it hidden for? The tzaddikim latid lavo. Shenamar vayara Elohim et ha'or ki tov. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that the or was suitable for tov, and tov is tzaddik. Kein tov ela tzaddik. Shenamar imru tzaddik ki tov. So then that means that the original or is or tzaddikim. And in fact, we find kivan shera'ah Or Sheganazolat Tzadikim Samach. That created the first Simcha in Maaseh Bereishis, that the Or was there waiting for Tzadikim. Shema Or Tzadikim Ismach. Kitanoi. The truth is, this is a machlokus, whether the Or that's mentioned in the Vayi Or is referring necessarily to the Or HaGanuz only, and the Or with which we're familiar is only created with the creation of the stars, or whether the Or is a reference also to physical energy. Bechlal is all called Or. You don't need to say the Yehi Or. It's not arguing on the reality of the Or HaGanuz. It's saying that the Yehi Or has to mean the physical Or with which we're familiar. It's just, it doesn't come from stars yet. It was before stars. So, I mean, the energy, initial energy of the universe. So the Or, the original Or, is not a reference only to the Or HaGanuz, because here it says as follows. I mean, it's fine, it was. And where did I get it? Thank you. I still don't see it, but I know it's there. Ketanoi. Or Shabara HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like the Or HaGanuz. Or Shabara HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Biyom Rishon, Odom Tzofer Ma'abit Bo Misof Olu Ma'atzofo Div Rebbe Yaakov. Hakomi Ma'imri. Hein Hein Me'orot. The Or that it's referring to is the same Or that are in the sun, the moon, and so on. Actually, they were created Biyom Rishon, really, along with everything else. V'lom Nitzlu Ad Yom Revi'i. They weren't put in the sky as bodies until the fourth day, but it's same Or. Omer Zutta Bartuvi Omer Rav Basarat Varim Nivra Olam. Besides the 10 things that were created immediately Biyom Rishon, there were 10 qualities that were used in the creation of the Olam. We have Bechochma V'tvuna, Ubedas V'kayach, Bega'ara V'gvura, B'tzedek V'mishpat, and B'chesed V'racha. Bechochma V'tvuna, it says Hashem Bechochma Yasad Aretz, Konen Shamayim V'tvuna. So obviously the Yesod and foundation of the world is, as it says over here, Chochma Tvuna. Da'at, it says B'da'at, Tomot Nifko. B'koach U'gvura, it says Mechin Harim B'kocho Nezar B'gvura. So all of this is the very beginnings, the Hachonas, the roots, and the foundations. How do we know B'ge'ara? D'chtiv Amudei Shamayim Yerofa. Says that those foundations that held up, the pillars that held up now the Shamayim, were becoming softened and loose until v'yitmu, they became now terrified migarato, and that strengthened them. So clearly gara was needed. Tzedek u'mishpat, ektiv tzedek u'mishpat, mechon kisachat. Again, any lashon of mechon means it's there right at the beginning. Chesed v'rachamim, says zechorachamecha Hashem v'chasadecha, ki mi'olamim, well, mi'olam means from the very beginning of the world. The Omer of Yerom Arab. Sha'ar shabara kadosh baruch hu et olam. Originally, beginning of creation, actually, the universe continued to expand and would have continued expanding out of existence like two unrolling spools of Sheti. And we know why Sheti is called Sheti, too. So the Achigarba, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu had to stop it at a particular point in which we discover creation. And we find the same thing where Shlokish points out, saying, right, see, Ani El Shaddai. What is this Shaddai? It's a strange word for the God. What is Shaddai? Aniu Sha'amarti Lolami Dai. Shaddai is the creator of boundaries. Shaddai. I said, enough. In other words, the original Kochot that went into Maaseh Bereishis would have continued expanding forever, which wouldn't have left very much room for Adam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Koveya, the point. And indeed, it's a very strange thing. We find ourselves smack bang basically in the lifetime of the universe. Weird, really. Is it coincidental? That's the die. There's a point at which the Bria, as we know it, is this is a very short time in the universe's history that we see the world as it is.
That's different than just living in a limited world.
I'm not sure that's a point to the Gemara here, but certainly that's it. We find the same thing. It's Shuvah B'yam. It wasn't really place for continents. Kadosh Baruch Hu needed to be Goyer B'yam, so that the continents should have a place for themselves. Shinema Goyer B'yam V'yavshayu V'chalan Orotich Harif. Tana Rabbanan. Beit Shammai Omrim.
Kederim Pet Shamayim. Shamayim Nivru Tchila. And only afterwards, Acharkach Nivrei Taaretz. Shem Bereishit Bara Elohim. That Shamayim Taaretz. Fresh Apostle. Beis Hillel says, no, it doesn't work that way. The first thing is Oretz. That's what's important. So Oretz Nivrei Tchila. Acharkach Shamayim. Because then in the second story of my separation, it says, B'yom HaSot HaShem Elohim, Eretz HaShamayim. I think it reversed it. That's the real description of history. See later on, they'll ask each other. We'll see. Amrulam Be'elik Beit Yalel Beit Shamayim, Nidivrechem, Adam Bonea Liyav HaKach Bonea Bayit. I mean, according to you, it's weird. What are you're saying that first you build the second story, and then you put the house under the second story. I'm just saying, but the Baruch Hu creates the Shamayim first. It says, Aboneba Shamayim Ma'alotav. So that's the Aliyah. The Agudato, Alert Yisada. So it makes sense to first build the Ma'ala. Amrullah and Beit Shamayim and Beit Hillel, yeah, according to you, it makes a lot of sense, huh? The first, Adamo Seshrafra. You want to make yourself a beautiful recliner. So what do? First you build a little thing for your feet. Then you build the recliner. That makes sense? V'achakach Hosei Kisei, Shem Koma Hashem, HaShemayim Kisi, V'Horetz Adom Raglai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to create the Adom before he creates Kisei. That makes sense. It's the other way around. Another one of those quiet entrances. Kaddish talk. We should have some trumpets here. We're set to go out. And the Chachamim disagree with both Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, and they say Ziv is a Kechat Nivruhu. Actually, both were created simultaneously. Shema, because we find it says Af Yadi Yasta Eretz V'Yimini Tipcha Shamayim. What's important to us is Korea Nielayem Yamdu Yachda. Yamdu Yachda means they got up together. You understand the importance of the machlokas now, right? After having seen it. You know, it's classic. They shame. They saw argument. Right? Come on, man. Look around on the street. You see all the people. It's an afkamina. Well, what's the makar of Bria? Is Bria essentially the Aretz and the Shemayim now? Is that which is expressive of all of the keches that are on the lowest level and that now give it form and so on in a way that makes it meaningful? Or is it a top-down or a bottom-up Bria? That makes all the difference. It makes all the difference in the world. That philosophical is all difference of religious philosophy and ways of dealing with psak halach. It's not a coincidence. This is reflected in machlokas and Beit Shammai all across the board.
Nobody brings from
Halal and Shemayim. That's not the notion of what comes first, though. It's who has what. It's a different thing. Mark talked about that in Brachas.
It
means that there's no such thing as really thinking about one without the other. When you say, what's more important, you know, the body or the soul? Well, Shaykh talk about what's more important. Shemayim becomes the soul, so to speak, to the physical universe. You can ask which is more important, as if one could exist without the other. It's a single unit, and we view in a dualistic fashion. You'll notice the entire Gemara is talking in dualistic terms all along, except for Da'at. It's all dualism. That's why it's Shtei Pakayo Shoshesi. The whole point is dualism. Every one of these things is mentioned as a pairing. So over here, this is the Etzen pairing, Shemayim Varetz, essentially. It's something that's rest in everybody's life. Tears us apart.
The Idach, what did the other Shitas do? Neshame Beisilo. I learned that it's either one or the other. So Mayachdav, how do they explain the fact that it says that it was simultaneous? They learned that Layachdav means the Lo Mishtofi Mehadadi. It simply means that the linkage, post-creation, was so profound between the two levels of creation that they cannot be torn apart, so that everything is basically nested one in the other. Anything that moves on one end moves on the other, and they cannot be detached. But if that's the case, I mean, the bottom line is Mikomakom Koshukraya Hadadi. I mean, how do we explain the fact that the Torah does present it as if first there's one created, then there's the other created? Amar Shlokish point is like this. Kisha Nivru, Bara Shemayim, V'yachakach Bara Aretz. We have to say, at time of Bria, first it was a Bria Shemayim, it says, it's a Shemayim, it's Aretz. But Kisha Nata, see, we had a difference earlier about the moment of Bria. The moment of Bria basically is the first instant in which everything is connected. So, but then afterwards we have, just like we had by the Or, we have the Natiya. There's a point at which something is Nitla, or a point at something which is Natui. And those are the processes that are referred to in Maisa Bereshis, where after the Maisa, it says Vayaz, or it says Vateitze, or it says Vaticha, and there's various processes that go on afterwards. So the Natiya also is a separate thing, and that's expressed in the second description of Maisa Bereshis, and over there, indeed, Natar, it's Vachakach Natar Shamayim. Anyway, what exactly is the meaning Mai Shamayim when we separate those two in Yoni? Om Rabbi Yossi B'Rabbi Chanina. What's the meaning of Mai Shamayim? It means Shamayim B'matnita Tani. It's a shortening of Eish Umayim. Melamit Sheviyana Kadosh Baruch Hu V'Torfan Zebezev Yasamim Rakia. Rakia is Bay.
made out of both water and ash. Shal Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva kishol yom halchim b'derech. Amar le'atasha shimashta zinachun ish gamzu 22 shana shayderech kol esin shebetera. I know that you were a Talmud, Menachem ish gamzu, for 22 years. And he was makpid to understand every single time it said S. Maybe you could tell me the first one. S, Hashemayim. What's the S? Why not Breshid Bar Elohim Shemayim Varet? What's the S come to be Marv? Omar Leis, Rabbi Akiva said an unbelievable answer. It doesn't come to be marred by anything. The only point of saying S is to make it very clear that there's a preposition between the verb and the object, because otherwise I wouldn't know that it's a separate object. That's the point. Because Ilunema Shamayim Varz, without a preposition, Ayit Yomer Shamayim Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Breshit Bara Elohim Shamayim, the God known as Shamayim created the earth. We often find this, as Mefarshim point out, we often find Vayikra Lo Elohim Shalom. That is a raya that God's name is Shalom. So Shalom is Shemosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zohar says Shabbos is Shemosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But also the same idea. So you don't have an obvious preposition. And so, I mean, we don't have that particular preposition in English at all. Doesn't exist. You can't say that word S in English. There's no way to translate it. But in Hebrew, it's the creation of a theoretical preposition that doesn't define a specific type of relationship, but turns an object into an object. Like every preposition does, but usually in English, everything is very physical and concrete, so you can't say S. But over here, it's the abstraction of a relationship of a verb to an object that is S. Therefore, I need the S over here, because otherwise, I wouldn't necessarily see it myself. You can oftentimes leave it out if you don't care, because you leave it up to the person like you do in English. So he threw the ball. Where's the S? I don't need an S. I mean, I understand it means that he threw, which is a relationship of doing something to, the ball. But that relationship of doing something to is the word S.
Ve'et doesn't imply...
No, we're getting to the ve'et. Okay, and so now that it says et hashamayim, so then we know et hashamayim v'et haaretz is shamayim shamayim mamish, and eretz is eretz mamish. Wait, hold on a second. So then, why do I need et haaretz? If I already know, I've already put in a preposition, so now I know I'm not going to make a mistake that eretz and shamayim are names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the et haaretz now? That you haven't explained. You told me et hashamayim. So why say it that way? That's lahakdim shamayim la'aretz. Let's say I wouldn't have said the etz. I would have said that shamayim va'aretz are simultaneously. If I have a separate preposition, these are a separate act, and they can't be done at the same time. So therefore, it gives me an order in it, basically. Which one comes first? Not necessarily, because over there it's yamdu yachto. There's a pu'ula and there's the amida, like we said before. There's the creation and there's the tliya we saw earlier.
By the Noah.
Yeah, and we see it throughout, because the truth is, as Chazal tell us, shamayim va'aretz, especially the Rashi is masber in Chumash, that es ha-shamayim ve'es ha-aretz, the es is marva, all of, that's based on the Medrash points out. Yeah, apparently the Midrash has chalukas, he brings Rashi in the Chumash. But so there Rashi simply says all of the toldos shamayim and all of the toldos aretz, which is basically the idea that we find always wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something, which is then detailed in complexity. The something that he did always takes place all together at the same time. So in other words, the aseres adibros were all included. Dukulam adibra echad nemo. And then afterwards, they're expressed in human terms as separate elements. Bereshis Bara Elohim es haShamayim vaHaaretz is the entire Bria, is instantaneous. Because obviously, the moment you have the first, you saw the Bria, everything is incorporated within there. It just takes time until it expresses itself. So that the Amida may take a million years here, a million years there, and so on and so forth, but that's it. It's irrelevant. Bria was instantaneous. So what is the rest of the time? The rest of the time is the way in which we describe the gradual unfolding of that instant, right? You find this in many places, that there is such remorse and that things occur simultaneously. But to us, you know, time is there to make sure everything doesn't happen at once.
Tosis compares it to, like referring to the commentary of Rashi and Chumash, like Nimuke Rashi.
Yeah, it's interesting. He calls it Nimuke.
Yeah.
call it Pirush Rish. Nimuke Rashi. Rashi's aura. It's insight.
Why doesn't Rabbi Akiva give that answer?
I don't know. The Torah is Vezes. Doesn't know why. It just seems to be Mokas.
I thought it was from another Gemara.
But I mean, I don't know whether it's necessarily that he doesn't hold it. But the fact that he says you don't need to look for a ribui because it has to be there as a preposition is an incredible thing. That's a complete. It's what you want to say when you want to tell the person who's asking you something. You made already in the question. You already made too many assumptions. That is, your assumption is you have to be Dorish every once. You have to be Mar. But this, you don't even need a drasha over here. A kobita is a drasha. You don't need a drasha. The pashtus is you have to say it for what it is.
The only one we had where I forgot the rabbi. Darshan Devi had some market something, it was stuck on one Rabbi Kiva answer. So Rabbi Kiva learned it from each council, how come the Gemara there doesn't give credit to each council?
I don't know.
And if every one of those is Marve, except for the one, then how come these two are Marve?
No, that's what I'm saying now, that necessarily it wasn't Marve. But why it doesn't say, B'shem Nochem Ish Gamzu, I have no idea. Ask the Gemara. So as Arez Lomali, that's Lakim Shemayim Lorot. Okay. Ask the Gemara, V'Arez Haita, Tohu Vavohu. Why did you change the order? You said, Ez HaShamayim, Yes HaAretz. So, whatever the order of the actual creation, but you are in the Pasuk, HaShamayim V'Aretz, right? So then why did you keep the same order? Instead, you revert now to a new order. So, V'Aretz Haita Tohu Vavohu, Mirta B'Shamayim Adchil B'Resha. You started talking about the Shamayim. So why'd you change now and go to Mashna de Kocha Shemaase Aretz? Why'd you start telling me what the Aretz was? Tana de Vere Bishma, I'll tell you. Because consider a case like this. Mashal HaMelech Basu Adam, Shamar LaVadav, Hashkimu LePitri. I want everybody in the palace is to be up tomorrow morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. I want to see everybody arrayed. I'm not giving out position. Okay? LaMokher Yishkim, he gets up in the morning. U'matzan Nashim V'Anashim. He finds the men there and the women there. Everybody's there ready. So he's very impressed that they're so ready to do his bidding. So lemin mishabeach mishein da kol hashkim v'yishkim. Who does he give the greatest shevach to? The one that you wouldn't have expected would have been able to show up so early. I mean, obviously the guys usually sleep until the middle of the day. The women are always up. That's not really what the Gemara meant in modern terms. So he said, wow, the men actually came. They deserve extra credit. Right. Well, obviously, it means the opposite. But in any event, the same thing is true over here. The Shamayim, the Mela, Shamayim. You're telling the Shamayim now you gave the energy to be able to express all my separations. Well, obviously, Shamayim always does things. But the Aretz is such a schlep. I mean, until you get something out of the Aretz, it takes forever. I mean, imagine getting molecules together and this and that. It's a schleppy process. What's wrong with this boy? Even the Aretz managed to get things done. That's amazing. So let's start talking about the artists, because that's really something. This is also a Peledika lesson. The same idea. Again, nobody wants to accept this, that you have to be Mishabeh and the artists. Nah, the artists. What's the artists doing? Let's talk about the Shemayim. It's not true. You see this in the Torah. That Adarabba, the Shevach goes to the artists. You know, who would have thought that the artists would be able to actually do all these things?
Right?
No. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Oy lam labriyas.
Never goes back to the presenting about the Shemayim afterward. Well, here you first start with the
perhaps,
and then you were Shabbat alone. But
there is no mention later. Not necessarily. I mean, you could say that the things later on about the Rakia and the Havdalah and the Ma'ariz, that those are things that take place in Shamayim, if you want. But it doesn't, to have to discuss the Ruach Elokim Rachefes Alamayim and Anoretz, that's all. Why not tell me what the situation was up there before you?
The state,
yeah. That's not, the Gemara is not interested in why the state. That's a separate, it's a good question, but it's not the Gemara's question. We're just interested in the Seder. But you're right, we never discussed the Seder. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, Oyelayim LaBriyos. It's such a tragedy that here we have Briyos that are intelligent Briyos. Shiroyos ve'enan yadeis mayin rayos. Craziest thing. People see and they have no idea what they're looking at. Omdo, they're standing on something. Standing on a solid land, you know. This is the way it is. It is tragic that you should be fooled into this thing. Ha'oretz ha'ma omedet b'chlam. Ala omudim. So there are certain amudim which you're not aware of. Those amudim are standing on the mayim. Mayim stands on the Horim. Obviously, this is not what we usually refer to as Horim, Mayim, and so on. All qualities of Bria. Well, the Horim Yamdu Mayim. The Horim themselves only stand because of the Ruach. Shenemar ki ne yotzer Horim uvere Ruach. But the Ruach basically is empowered only by the Sa'ara. Shenemar Ruach, Sa'ara osa devaro. And the Sa'ara itself is completely tluya bizroa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar umitachat zroot olam. And yet people walk around thinking that they're working out on solid land. V'chachomim omrim. It's not alam. You know how many amudim are there? 12 separate amudim. Shema yatsev gvulot amim l'mispar b'nei Yisrael. So the mispar b'nei Yisrael is 12. The gvulot amim is the entire earth. That means the entire earth must be aimed on 12 amudim. V'yesh amrim shiv'a amudim. Shema chatzva amudea shiv'a. Rabbi Elazar and Shimon on it? No. The whole world stands on one amud. The name of that amud is Tzadik. Shinema v'tzadik yisod olam. So tzadik yisod olam means the whole thing is dependent on Tzadik. So you don't need really all of these maybe secondary amudim. But the underlying amud is Tzadik. Om Rabbi Yudah Shnei Rekiine. Shinema hein la Hashem lokecha ha-shamayim u-shamei ha-shamayim. So there must be two levels that we call Shamayim. What do we call Shamayim? Vayikra Elohim l'Rakia Shamayim. In which case there must be two levels of Rakia. Resh Lakish Omer Shiva. The technical names we find mentioned in the Pesukim, we're going to trace them all in the Pesukim, are Vilon, Rakia, Shchakim, Zvul, Ma'on, Machon, and Aravot. Now, Vilon is like the name. What is a Vilon? What does a Vilon do? A Vilon is a curtain. So what we call the sky. Basically, all it is a curtain. That's all. I mean, so it's either light or it's dark, like a curtain. So it reflects the light. And that's our first level of recognizing that there are things beyond us. So what does it do? And a Meshamish Kluma really doesn't do anything. I mean, it's just Nichna Shachris V'yotzei Arvis, but it brings us to an awareness of Mechadish B'chol Yom Maaseh Bereshit. Because every day it's like it starts all over again. All of a sudden it's light, then comes the nighttime and it's dark. Shema Hanotek Kadok Shemayim. It's like a dok. It's like a curtain that goes over a window. Vayim Techem Ka'ohel Hashevet. It's like spreading out and all over your head. It's what we call the Kipata Shemayim. The Rekia, what we call the Rekia, there already we have the Chama, the Levana, the Kochavim, the Mazalos. What we call the sky, not the sky, what we call the heavens, so to speak. What we call the heavens is basically just outer space. I mean, it's all part of the local reality. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling this, you know, Rekia. That's what it appears to you is the extension, the end of the universe, basically, goes out, which includes all of the stars and everything else. Obviously, if God places the sun and the stars in Rekia HaShemayim, that means that everything that we identify as the physical universe, the space, dimensions of the universe, that's all included in the local Rekia. It's about as local as your sky is. Shechakim, now you start talking. I mean, then you got the underlying workings over here. I mean, those things you don't see. But there you have Rechaim, the Ramdot, V'tochanot, Man, L'tzadikim. There you got these big machines that are sitting there grinding out the mon for tzadikim. Shenemar v'yitzav shechakim mima'al, v'dalte shamayim patar. So here it's talking about the shechakim particularly, and it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had those shechakim and his mitzvah and then layamta aleihem man lechol to the gan shamayim natan lomos. And the makor of the man were in the area, the factory of shechakim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the telex to make sure that the man is going to be ready for the Yisroel b'midbar. It's obvious, it has other uses throughout the years. I mean, the tzaddikim. Then you have a higher level shamayim, which is called the zavul. Zavul is where you have Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash Shamala. There you have a Mizbeach in which Michael, Asar HaGadol, is aimed on that Mizbeach and he's Makriv Alav Korban. He brings a Korban on that Mizbeach and what he's Makriv on is Makriv Nishmatan Shel Tzadikim. The Neshames of Tzadikim are the Korban that's brought on the Mizbeach Lamala. The only thing that we see in this world that was similar to such a thing was the death of Nadav Avihu, where an Eish came out and actually took the neshamas of Nadav Avihu, left their bodies untouched. So we see that there's an inyan, just like all of Korban is an expression of the idea in Maaseh Bereishis of complexity, absorbing lesser complexity. So Kaveh Yochol, ultimately, in Maaseh Bereishis, all that's put out by the world is absorbed ki'ilu by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that the neshama is of every tzaddik. It's as part of the ultimate korban, which is brought to show the achdus of the universe. So that's only in Zvul. Shinemar, Bonova Niti Beit Zvul Lach, Machon Shiftaka Olamim. You'll say, how do we know the Zvul is part of the Shamayim? I mean, maybe it's a Shlomo HaMelech's reference to the Beis HaMikdash. No. Tichtiv. Abeit mishamayim ure'e. It says, beferish, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see from the Shamayim. What is the Shamayim? Mizvul kodshecha v'tifartecha. You should look from the Zvul, and that's the Shamayim I want you to look from. A place that is well inhabited, like Zvulun. Yizbeleni ishti. Right. Zavul is a place well settled and invested. So I'm saying, like, Zavulun, Yizbeleni Ishi. So that's the sense of Zavul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is invested there. That's the real home. Ma'on. What's the Ma'on? Ma'on is Shabo Kitot Shemalach Yasharet. The Malach Yashars, they say Shira at night, but during the daytime they're quiet because of the covet of Yisrael. Because otherwise they would drown out our Shira. What would happen to our davening and everything? That would be bad news. So it says, Yomam Yitzaveh Hashem Chasadah V'Laila Shiro Imi. So the Laila, the Malachim, will have the Shir that I sang during the day. That will become their Shira. It says Reish Lakish, but that also shows that Kol Ha'isik B'Torah B'Laila HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshech Alav Chut Shel Chesed B'Yom. Shinema Yomam Yitzaveh Hashem Chasadah. Why? Matam Yomam Yitzaveh Hashem Chasadah Mishuma B'Laila Shiro Imi. Because at night this person sang my song. My song is the Torah. Kis v'lachem is Hashira Hazot. It's called Shira. Yigri Amre. Others say that it's a different remez. It's not the night of that day, but rather Kol Ha'isik b'Torah ba'Olam Hazeh. The whole world is a night, basically. Shudom alayla. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Moshel of Chutz Chesed la'Olam Haba, which is Dom alayom. That's shot. Yom Amitzava Hashem Chasdo. To who will Hakadosh Baruch Hu in the daytime, meaning in Olam Haba, be mitzava? To somebody, Balaila Shiroimi, to somebody who during the nighttime of Eilam Hazeh, he was Isaac and Terah. Omer Rebbe Levi, call up a Seik Bidivrei Terah, a Seik Bidivrei Sicha, somebody who interrupts his learning, and Stam now starts to be Isaac and all types of nonsense. Machilim Oto Gechali Ritamim. Is fed burning pieces of broom wood. You never, that wood just keeps burning. It's very, very hot. Shemar hakotvim maluach alesiach v'shorish v'tamim lachman. Someone who now with maluach could be divrei Torah that are k'suvim maluach libeinu, or maluach that have lachluchit, that have meaning to them. Alesiach, you jump away from that instead for just garbage, discuss nothing. So then you should have a nice meal of shorish v'tamim. Of course, they have to be burning. I'm sorry? A rotem. You mean they use it for firewood?
Yeah.
To make retains heat.
Yeah.
And how do we know that that's the Minola Nikra Shamayim? How do we know then that this is in fact called Shamayim? I mean, we see it's Ma'on. Shenema Hashkifa Mima'on Kachecha Min HaShamayim. It says Beferish. Ma'on is called Shamayim. And this is basically how I know, Reish Lakish, this is how I know that the Shiva Rikim. If I analyze every place, the Torah gives a synonym for the Shamayim, so I work out seven Rikim. And in each one of them, it's Masbir, that same pasuk is Masbir, what is found in that Shamayim. By the way, the Gro brings that these are the seven Madregas the person has to go through in his lifetime to reach Dargas of Aveda, which are Keneged the Yala V'Yova, the Renegia today. It was a Yala V'Yova, V'Yagia, V'Yera, V'Yeratz, V'Yishama, Yizok is one. He has Osik and Egan Neshama and Ruach. But that is what it's referring to go through these Shiva Dargas. Rav Dessler Zatzal has an interesting ma'amar based on the Grov going through the Inyanim of each one of them. It's already a different. Yeah. Machon, what is the Machon? Machon is a place for Otsrot Sheleg, Otsrot Barad, Valiyat Elalim Ra'im, Valiyat Agalim. The Chadra Shal Sufa, that's a place that's got a lot of dangerous stuff. Umara Shal Kitor, all the tornadoes, the storms, the vicious hails, all the bad things basically come. That's all stored there in this machon. And Vidalto Tehen Eish, the doors of Machon are made out of fire. How do we know all of this? It says, Yiftach Hashem Lechaz Otzora Tov. So if it's Otzora Tov, obviously there's got to be an Otzora Sara. Where does Otzora Sara? Wait a minute, says the Gemara. Hold on. Hani Barakia Yisno. These things aren't up in the sky, it's down on the earth. Hani Barakia Yisno. It says beferish, Hallelujah Hashem Mina Oretz, Taninim V'chotomot, Eish, Uvarad, Sheleg, V'kitor, Ruach, Sara, all the things you said were up there. How do they get down here? Oh, Sadvaro, Omer of Yehuda, oh, that's because Dovin Amel didn't like the idea of their being up in the Shemayim. So he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, time to move him out of there. Too close, too easy to use his weapons against us. Maybe it shouldn't be there. Amal of Anavri, Bono Shel Olam, what's all of this stuff doing up there in the Shemayim? Lo el chafetz reshata lo yagur chara ribonu shel olam. You don't desire puranut. Things that are bad should not be near you. So tzadikat Hashem lo yagur b'megur chara. You shouldn't have in the Shemayim, which is close to you, in yonim that are bad. Uminolon dikre Shemayim. What gives you the idea that the machon is called a Shemayim? It says ata tishma Shemayim. Machon shiftecha, so the fairish. Machon is called Shamayim. And what's Aravot? Oh, Aravot. There you have Tzedek, Mishpat, Tzedakah, Ginzei Rachamim, Ginzei Chaim, Ginzei Shalom, Ginzei Brocha. There you have Nishmoteim, Shatzadikim, and all of the Ruchot and Nishamot, Shatidim Liyibarot, and even the Tal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will use, V'tchias HaMesim, Lachayot HaMetim. How do I know that all that is in Aravot? So tzedek mishpat, dechtiv tzedek mishpat machon kisacha, tzedaka dechtiv ayubash tzedaka kishuyon, ginze chayim dechtiv ki imcha mekor chayim, ginze shalom vayikra lo Hashem shalom, ginze bracha, so yisa bracha me'et Hashem. So there's the closer that these are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his hand, the higher they are in terms of the darg of the rakia. So anything that it says is with you, or from before you, right next to you, obviously that means it's in the highest darg in the Shamayim. And we'll identify that, we'll see, as Aravot. So maybe we know they're in Aravot. So bracha comes be'et Hashem. Nishmotzeim shal tzedim is v'ayta nefesh adoni tzura b'tzura chayim et Hashem lakecha. It's together with Hashem. And ruchot nishamot shatidim liyibarot says ki ruach milafanai yatov. Nishamot ani asiti. Again, these are the things closest to Hashem. And the tal shatid HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'achiyot b'mitim v'chtiv geshem. It says over here the geshem nidavot tanif Elohim. So these are all things that you have prepared for. This is what the Geshem HaKadosh Baruch Hu used. It's referring over here to the Tfiyas HaMeisim that took place at the Kabbalah Satera, where Nishmotehem Yatzu Bedabro. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu used this at that point to be Mechayim HaMeisim. Shamo Fanim, Misrafim, Chayot HaKodesh, Malachi HaShores, Kisei HaKoved, Melech El Chai, Ram V'Nisa, Shochin Aleihem. This is all basically Aravot. Shenemar. How do we know it's Aravot? Shenemar. It says Shiru Lelokim Zamru Shmo Solu Bimahale Lerochev Baravot. He who rides through an Aravot, who Yudel. What does he ride upon? He rides upon the Shem Yudke. So Biyor Shmo, and that's what you should sing to. V'yuzilufanav. How do we know that Aravot is called Shamayim? Because it says, L'rochev ba'aravot. Where does that Kodesh Baruch Hu ride? He only rides in the Shamayim. Rochev Shamayim bezrecha. So he's Rochev ba'aravot. And that must be that that's the area where in the Shamayim there's Rechiva. Tivasim Rochev Shamayim bezrecha. And it's there that Choshech and Anan ba'arafel completely surround him, make ifimoto, shema yoshes, choshech, sitro, sivivotav, sukato, cheshchat mayim, aveshechakim. Wait a minute, I thought mihika, chashucha, kamishmaya, what? You're telling me there's choshech, sitro, sivivotav? There's no darkness in the shamayim. Doesn't it say, beferish, hu gola amikta, umistrata, yodamach, bechashucha, unahora imeshere. That light is with him. So we've been saying that around him is dark. I mean, that should be the place where all darkness is just burned away. So in the innermost areas, we said we were mechalik earlier, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries, or where that's the mistarim, secret places, innermost places. There's innermost places. Innermost places, there's only light. But then there's sevivotav, there's sukato. That's called the batei varoi, the outside areas. The outside areas, again, provide a seser. And to be continued to be. Velo b'maaseh b'reshit b'shnayim minu ani mili. Ton rabbanan. Gisha'alna liyamim rishonim. Which means that yachid sho'el ve'in shnayim sho'elim. Yocho yishal adam kodim shenivra ilam tamlam liminu ayom asher bara liyam adam al haaretz. Yocho lo yishal adam yisheshes mei b'reshit tamid lomar liyamim rishonim asher ayu lefanecha. Yocho yishal adam yisheshes mei b'reshit. Yocho yishal adam alamalam alamatam alafim alohor. Tamid lomar l'mikzeh ha-shamayim v'akzeh ha-shamayim. Only milimikzeh ha-shamayim v'akzeh ha-shamayim ata sho'el ve'in ata sho'el malamalam alamatam alafim alohor. So if that's the case, hashten afkin milikzeh ha-shamayim v'akzeh ha-shamayim. Limin ayom asher bara normally. The Kribalos, remember, Abelazar Adam Rishim in Aretz, Adlerakia. Shinema Lamina Yoma Shibor, Lim Adam Aretz, Kimish Sarah Niako Krishbor, Yodavala Vimiatu Shemarkova Kerem Sartani, Vatashat Alaika Pecha. Number of you, Nomarav Adam Rishim, Savalamatsev, Yom Shinema Lamina Yoma Shibor, Lim Adam Aretz, and the Tashamine.
We find that there's a complete interlinked bonding between Shamayim and Oretz. And that's the Yachdav, but it doesn't mean they were created yet.
Koshu Kraya Adoni, Omer Shlokish, Kishini. I skipped the whole piece. How did I do this?
I thought I fell asleep. That's what I thought.
What's the matter with you guys? Omer Shlokish. Kishinivru Bo Shemaim Kaka Borat, Shinatana Torah Tzakach Mata Shemaim. My Shemaim, Omer Yisrael Bechanina, Shisham Maim. Okay, but that Haaretz, what do I need that Haaretz? That's Lahakdim Shemaim Loretz. The Haaretz said, Tovavo Mithtim, Shemaim Mithil Beresh. So why did it skip down my Haaretz? Tadad Veru Bishwam Moshem, Melbas of Dam Shemla Vada Vashkimal Pitfi, Hishkim, Lamokri Hishkim, Motsa Noshim Yamashim. So Lamim Mishabea, Mishain Darkalash to Bishkim. Tanya Rabbi Yosiyamar Oilam Labrias. Shiroot, then on your dot mine roads. Omdot, then your dot of mine on them. Horets, Amma Omedet, Alamudim, Shamar Margis, Eretz, Mkumam of Zeris Palazzo. Amudim Alamayim, Shamaloreka, Horets Alamoy. Mayim Alorim, Shamar Alorim, Yam de Mayim. Horrible, Shamigin, Hazarim of Ore Ruach, Ruach, Besarim Ruach, Sarah, Sadvora. And Sarah sweeps Rosh Hashanah Baruch Hu. We talk about Zohar. But the Chaim of Amel Shem is three Amudim. I'm not sure if I accept Givulot Amim as Parvani. So we have Shulim Shiva Amudim. Shema Chatzva Vudeh Shiva. Rabbi Lozab Ben Shemo Amar Al Amud Echa Tzadik Shemo Tzadik Yisod Olam. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Shnei Reki. Nein Shema Hein La Shema Lekecha Hashemayim Ushmei Hashemayim. Veshlok Shema Shiva. Hey, wait. You learn from the Pesukim. Vilon Reki Hashchokim Zvu Ma'on Bachon Aravot. Vilon and Mishamish Klum, which allows us to see the Chiddush B'chol Yom Ma'ase Bereishis, and to know to conduct Shemayim, La'im Tachem Kol HaShevetz. Rakia is where we relate to outer space. Chama Levana, Chavim, Mazal HaSfuim, Shema Yitin Otam Elohim Rakia HaShemayim. Shechakim, Shebo Rechayim Omdot, Betochanot Man Tzadikim, Mizunemar, Veitzav Shechakim Yimav, Dat Shemayim Patach, Vayam Tereim Man Le'echol, Zvul, Shebo Yerushalayim, Beit HaMikdash, Mizbeach Banui, Michoel, Hasar HaGadol Omeid, ומקריב עליהם קורבן, מי מקריב, וחיטה להדייתה, שיש לו שם כבשים, ומקריב נשמתן של צדיקים, שנאמר, ואונו בניתי בית זבולך, בכל נשיבתך עולמים. ומילון להיק לשמיים, וזה, ואילו שמיים אומרים, מי זבול קודשך ותפארתך? מאון, שבו כיתות שמלך ישור, שם השירה בלילה, וחשות בים נקבונם של ישראל, שנאמר, יומם יצווה השם חסדו, that we should be able to hear our tefillas, ובלילה שירה עימי, אמר שלקיש כל איסיק בתור בלילה קדש ברוך המשך הלב חוד שחס ביום שם היום ובצבא השם חסתו מתם יום המצא משך בישו בלילה שירו עמי איגני אמר שלקיש כל איסיק בתור בלילה מזה שדוים אל הלילה קדש ברוך המשך הלב חוד שחס ביום שם היום שם היום עמי צבא השם חסתו מתם בלילה שירו עמי אמר רבי לבי כל הפויס בדבר תור ועסק בדבר שירו שיחו מרחים מן התוקיך לרתמים שם הכותבים מלוח על השיח ושר של מימיוח מנולם דיקר שמיים שנאמר השקיפה ממעון קודשך מן השמיים, מכון, שבו עוצרות שלג ועוצרות ברד, עליה תלונים רואים, עליס הגלים, חדוש הסופה, ושר אמר שקיטור, ודלתותיהם איש, אני מבטח השם לכל תצורה טוב, מספיד ובזונו צורה. אני ברקי איסנו, אני בערי איסנו, וזה יעלו עושה שם מן הארץ, אני מלכות אומן, איש וברד, שלג, קיטור, רוח, שרה, עושה דברו, all of this is מן הארץ. אומר רבי יהודה, אומר רב, דוד ביקש עליהם רחמים, והורידם לארץ. אמר לבניו ריבונו שלום, לא אל חפץ רשע, אתה לא יגור חרע. צדיק אתה השם, לא יגור במגור חרע. זה אין אפרופריאט. לא לדיק בשמיים. דכתיב, אתה תשמע השמיים, מכון שפתך. ערבות שבו צדק, משפט, צדקה, גדזי חיים, גדזי שולם, גדזי ברוכה, נשמאס אשר צדיקת, רוחס ושומש, עשינים ליבורס, טל שתדע קדוש ברוך להכניס במסים, צדק ומשפט, צדק ומשפט, מכון כיסחה, צדקה, תקציב היבש, צדקה כשיון, גדזי חיים, תקציב קיימך מקור חיים, גדזי שלום, תקציב היקרא לו השם, שלום, Ginze bracha dechvisa bracha meet Hashem. Nishmatam shetzadikah kena b'shem nitzro b'tzro et Hashem alokecha. Ruach od neshamas tovi ruach milafanai yatov neshamat ani asiti. Tal shatira kadosh bracha lachos b'meitz b'zigeshim delevas nitzalim nachalatcha v'nila ataka nanta. Sham ofanim utzrafim chayos hakedesh shemalach yashor zikisi hakavei melach el chay ram v'nisa shechina aleihem. All of this is baravot shenemar solu l'rochiv baravot because shemo minol nikra shemayim atirati v'rkiva kivakos solu l'rochiv baravot. And it's Israel. It says rochiv shemayim be'ezrael ka choshech anan v'arafel mekifinato shema yosef shkosek sitros v'votav sukato cheshchas mayim avei shechakim what mika chashucha kamei shemaya v'aktiv hu gala amikta v'mastarta yadam amba chashucha v'nuhura imei shore. The Kasha, Abba Bate Gavai, Abba Bate Varoi.